We are joined today by Ford Cochran, who is Director of Programming with National Geographic's Expeditions. And I have in front of me a book, which I don't want to say the weight of the world is in this book, but it is an impressive book, over 300 pages. It is called Timeless Journeys, Travels to the World's Legendary Places. And you were nice enough, I guess, or maybe they just required you to do it, put a foreword in into this book. After looking through this book, or at least getting an idea, what do you think of it?
Oh, well, I was thrilled to be invited to write the foreword to this book. These are places that are near and dear. I've had the great good fortune to work 25 years with National Geographic and to travel to many of these places, almost half of them, not quite half. So there's still plenty more bucket list places in the book for me to get to. But I've been to many of them. We take travelers to many of them with National Geographic Expeditions, the group at the Geographic I work with. And so really, really thrilled to be a part of it. A big team worked on this.
And I like the way this is sort of divided up. You have those stories about it. You also include like a classic shot. How does that get determined?
That's right. Well, for all of these places, you know, they're the natural and cultural wonders of our planet. Many of them, at least, there's so many, but many of the best. And in every case, of course, National Geographic's been around for almost 130 years. So the sun really never sets on our photographers. They're out canvassing the globe, getting these incredible images. So we work with lots of contemporary images of these extraordinary places. Then we went to our archive because we take a lot of the proceeds from our magazine, lately from our channel. We invest them in grants for research, conservation, and exploration projects. And we've been telling these stories of the world throughout our history. And so we went back and we got classic shots that helped to shed sort of new light on many of these places, whether it be sort of early archaeological excavations that helped us to understand them, or unusual dimensions of them. I love the story of Niagara Falls, which is if you haven't been, a tremendous place to go and see for yourself. But also during World War I, it was used. The water of the falls was used to power the creation, a lot of the things that were needed for the Allied countries to prevail in that war. So it was a big and important site in our military history as well. Who knew?
Right. Well, I've not been to Machu Picchu or the Pyramids of Giza, but Niagara Falls is just a half a day drive for me. So I've been there a number of times. So it's nice to see that included here as well. Sometimes when we think of timeless journeys, it's, you know, faraway lands, places and peoples and cultures that we don't know, but there are things right here in America that we can see and take advantage of, or at least, you know, have the same appreciation that others coming to our country do for it.
Absolutely. You can travel to the end of the earth if you want to, and you can find extraordinary things there, but sometimes you don't have to go further than sort of your own backyard. Especially this country is just full of historical and natural wonders, and our national parks are among some of the most spectacular destinations on planet Earth, anywhere that I've seen in all my travels.
Right. I also like the flashback. These are neat pictures. The one in here that I was first caught my eye is the one where they're pushing the car through Cappadocia?
Yes, in Turkey, right. I mean, it's the old days, you know, when it wasn't always so easy to get around, and the story of getting there was often a big part of the story itself, because it was a real challenge to for the people who were taking some of these early photos and doing some of the early documentation to actually get there.
Well, yeah, and what they had to do and the size of that, you know, what you take now as far as camera equipment in the digital world is a lot different than in the old days where there's probably a trunk load of photographic equipment to get one good photograph.
Well, it's, you know, I travel everywhere with my handy iPhone in my pocket. Could be an Android, you know, anything, a smartphone. You know, when you pull that out, you're holding in your palm probably the greatest tool for documentation, storytelling, conservation that's ever been created. You know, we, all of us, in our breast pocket are carrying something that we can use to tell great stories, great visual stories like the ones in the pages of this book. And so it's amazing. We take it for granted now, but time was, it wasn't so easy to haul all that gear around.
We're talking today with Ford Cochran. The book is called Timeless Journeys, Travels to the World's Legendary Places. I also like the fact that you kind of add a travel tip. So if we look at that and we think, where is this place? There's a little box that kind of gives us a little help on actually getting there and seeing it with our own eyes.
Absolutely. Every one of these places is accessible. And, you know, some of them are a ways away and some of them are pretty close to home. But we wanted to be sure that if people were inspired, as we hope they will be, by seeing them here, to get out and see them with their own eyes, that we'd give them some tools to get started down that path. And so every one of the destinations includes tips on how to get there, resources, you know, websites and so on, you can go to learn more and really plan a rich experience, a rich, rich trip.
You also include a map in here. And as I was looking at the locations and everything, and maybe this is just how civilization builds itself, most, if not all of these are taken on sort of coastlines or areas that are close to the waters. There's not a lot of inland. Maybe that's just where these different civilizations developed over time.
Well, it's certainly the case that, you know, where humanity has colonized the coasts, and so many of these destinations are where, you know, where the land meets the sea. You know, there are places such as Uluru, smack dab in the center of that big red rock you've seen, Ayers Rock, it's often referred to as, in the middle of Australia, or Yellowstone National Park, that tremendous national park, that are inland. But many of them are close to the water, and it both lends drama, and it also has helped to sort of nurture civilizations. You know, people could get there. They were accessible and became important centers for trade and so on. So many of the sites that we celebrate are near the water.
Why do you think it's important for us to have a book like this? I mean, is it part of sort of the whole we're all one world, one people kind of thought, or just to be able to, just appreciate, history and cultures?
Well, I'd say all of the above, right? We in National Geographic have been throughout our entire history about, increasing and diffusing geographic knowledge was our original mission. And we'd go out into the world and learn new things about it and share. And we used our media to share. Well, we're still about that. And I think now more than ever, perhaps, really appreciating the diversity of our planet, the cultural riches that it contains, and recognizing as well that, you know, that these natural and cultural wonders, you know, all of them, be they national parks in the United States, World Heritage Sites, UNESCO World Heritage Sites around the world, national parks in other nations, marine protected areas. We're now beginning to have a concept that the seas, the 70% of our planet that's submerged, needs that kind of protection as well. Some of the great marine destinations, such as the Great Barrier Reef. And so, you know, all of these things, they're really only as protected as every generation chooses to make them. And so I think inspiring people to understand, to appreciate, to visit, and take some of the kind of ownership you take when you visit. You suddenly, if you're awe-inspired, you want others to be able to share that experience. And so ultimately, to really be committed to helping to conserve some of these places so that our kids and our kids' kids can go and see them as well. So they really will remain timeless destinations for the ages.
Are there pictures of things in there that are no longer there or not what they once were?
Well, I'd say, one example would be, I mentioned the Great Barrier Reef. And here's a place reefs around the world are experiencing dramatic change, ocean acidification, warming temperatures, and so on, increasing sea levels. And a lot of the Great Barrier Reef has been affected by that. It's still an extraordinary place to visit. You can still sort of immerse yourself in incredible marine life when you're there. But it's something to see now because there is an urgency to it. Reefs are in a certain amount of jeopardy, and the Great Barrier Reef has experienced a lot of change. So there are places like that I'd urge folks to visit. We talk about the Alaska Highway and Alaska itself, this magnificent, immense state that so few people have visited. 8 national parks up there. The entire state practically could be a national park, range after range after range of mountains and glaciers. And again, that's an environment that's changing pretty fast, an extraordinary one. Very, very few people. It's perhaps something to see now to really appreciate in its current state because it is changing fast.
Looking through these different pictures, and everybody will always have a favorite or at least things that catch their eye. I'm a pet lover, so I love this picture with the Dalmatians, and I realize now, according to this, Dalmatians are guard dogs. I did not know that, but Mary Leakey had them, I guess, to warn her of any of the wild animals that might be in Tanzania or places like that.
That's right. Again, who knew? Who knew? We just think of them as wonderful pets. They're good at the fire station too, but absolutely. And families like that. I mean, again, one of the things we like to celebrate in this book is this long connection to these places. The Leakey family is one that National Geographic has supported and reported on for generations. All their work to help shed a light on our earliest ancestors and closest kin in the fossil record, the hominids.
What can you tell me, and I don't know how much hand you had in actually assembling this book or editing and putting it together, or what's it like for somebody to get the task of, hey, we'd like to take a timeless journey and we'd like to look at 50, places, 300 pages, go find pictures that'll fill that book. What task, what kind of a task is that?
Well, I'll tell you, it certainly takes a village. My colleagues at National Geographic Books, who work so hard to pull all this together, been working on it. You know, it's a multi-year project to create it. And they you know, one of the big challenges and one of the great joys too, when you work here, is there's just so much to share, but you only have so many pages. You can only share so many images. It's that process of curation and selection that's the real fun and the real challenge. And so they distilled down all the possibilities, all the different stories that could be told of these places, and found ways to tell them in you know, to share essential information, but also to tell the stories of them in new ways, and then seeking, you know, just the right imagery, just the right photos to really bring the places to life. And there we're so fortunate because we have this incredible cadre of gifted, talented, accomplished photographers working all over the world. So you know, a lot of people whose work we could draw from in collecting this, what we hope would be kind of the best for celebrating these destinations. And then that great archive, the long National Geographic archive of historical photos that we tapped into as well.
Ford, we appreciate your time this morning, and people can check out this book now from National Geographic. Thanks for your time.
Thank you as well. So delighted to be with you. Have an absolutely terrific day.
Again, our guest today is Ford Cochran, the Director of Programming, National Geographic Expeditions, Timeless Journeys, Travels to the World's Legendary Places.